We have a principle, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, that all Jews are responsible for one another. It's the principle Yatza Motzi. Yatza, even though I fulfill my mitzvah, but Motzi, I could do it for others. So for instance, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. You have five shuls. It doesn't make a difference how many shuls, but you have people all over the place who need to hear shofar. So every time a person blows the shofar, he's even allowed to make a bracha. I mean, it could be better if you just have the other person make the bracha also. But in theory, let's say the person can't make a bracha, doesn't know how, doesn't want to. So even though I fulfill my mitzvah of shofar, until every Jew in Hamilton hears the shofar, I don't get my mitzvah. So that's the klal. I can do mitzvahs and even make a bracha for someone another time. Similarly with Kiddush. Let's say, you know, if I make the rounds Friday night, I know there are many Yidden who don't know how to make Kiddush, won't make, but even though I already yotzei my mitzvah of Kiddush, I could go around and make Kiddush for them. So all agree by a Birkas HaMitzvah, again, that everyone is obligated in. That's why I'm saying Kiddush is much better, because both men and women are obligated in Kiddush, therefore it should be Yatza Motzi even on everyone, because they're included in our ravens for sure, because they are obligated. There's a discussion if they're exempt, whether you could apply the principle. So shofar, they technically are exempt. So the question of whether making a bracha, you know, even though women are exempt, they still make brachas on time-oriented mitzvahs. So,
really?
What? Really what?
I don't mean to interrupt you, sorry. For instance, assume a woman is not chayav with Sfirat Omer. I believe she's not, because I'm
not in
mitzvah. Can she still say a bracha on it if she chooses to count?
So whether a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah asei shazman grama,
yes,
is a major machlokes rishonim. There's actually a machlokes in the Gemara whether a woman can volunteer a mitzvah asei shaz. Forget about making a bracha. Is she allowed to sit in the sukkah? Is she allowed to shake lulav and esrog? According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you violate a prohibition of Baal Tosif. You're adding to the Torah. We don't follow that opinion, but I'm just throwing it out there. There is an opinion who says you can't even volunteer. But we assume not that way. We assume a woman can volunteer, and perhaps for most mitzvahs it's even praiseworthy. So the question is, can she make a bracha or not? So that's a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos, which is a machlokes Ashkenaz Svard. So the traditional minig Svard, well, among Svardim, you always have different minhagim, but the psak of the Machaber of Yosef Cairo is that a woman cannot make a bracha. You don't volunteer a bracha on something you're exempt from. And the Rama says, yes, the practice is Ashkenazi women can make a bracha on a mitzvah asei shahazman grama. So what's the issue? What's in the kudus hamachokas here? We'll just call it the Rama Machabra, but it goes back to the Rishonim. What's the machokas here? So the Machabra seems to make a lot of sense. Like, why? Because what do we say in the text of the bracha? Asher kiddushano b'mitzvosa v'tzivano. How could I say v'tzivano if I'm exempt? So that's what the Mechaber says, michsei kishikra. And of course, how could you make a bracha? I can't say I'm Abba God. You commanded me when you didn't, so therefore the bracha's out. So what is Ashkenaz? We don't care about lying. We say it's okay. No, we don't say it's midvar sheker tichak. It's a pasuk in the Mishpatim, all agree to. What the Rama says is, or perhaps he holds, is that the bracha is not going on me personally. It's on a generic Klal Yisrael. I'm not saying I'm commanded. You commanded the Klal Yisrael. I have part of Klal Yisrael. I'm not personally obligated in this mitzvah, but it's not a problem to say Asher Kiddush, because there are people obligated. The bracha is not saying I'm personally obligated. I'm still very happy, even though I'm not obligated, that other people are. Maybe I'm more happy that I'm not, either, whatever the case may be. But v'tzivanu is a generic, and so it's therefore it's not a problem. So there's a general, so that's the minig svard. Again, minig svard I use loosely, because you always have different minhagim. depending where you come from. But the general minhag Sfarad is not to, and the minhag Ashkenaz is yes, all things being equal. In fact, there seems to be a couple of exceptions on that. In other words, like the exception to, even though the Sfaradim hold you don't make a bracha on something you're not obligated on, however, the Mechaber writes, Nashim Chayavos Beberchas HaTorah. Rav Yosef Kara says, women are obligated to make a bracha every morning. Not the bracha, they don't have to get called up to the Torah and make a bracha, but they got to make the Beberchas HaTorah every morning. We know, Uyumalatam Osam Es Benechem, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is on the man, not the woman. So how could they make a bracha? They're exempt from Talmud Torah. So again, so there are many answers to the question, but let's say, learning Baba Kama they might be exempt from, but they have to keep Shabbos, they got to keep kosher, so obviously you have to learn. So either the different answers given, the bottom line is technically they're exempt, yet Rabbi Yosef Kairo anyway says in this case they have to make a bracha. That's we'll call it an exception to the rule. And we have exception on the other side of the Ramah, even though the Ramah says women can volunteer mitzvah saseisha as man grama. But interesting, when it comes to the mitzvah of Havdalah, which we did last night, the Ramah writes, best a woman hear Havdalah from a man. The question is why? Why is it best that she hear Al Netilas Lulav from a man? Is it best that she hears Yeshiva Sukkah from? Maybe it is. If it is, then okay. But he doesn't write it by there. The implication is there's something different by Havdalah. He seems to be hedging on. Well, he's not. So what's the potential issue with Havdalah that we have that we don't have by the other mitzvahs? So there's a famous debate between the Magen Avraham and the Taz on what is the concern of the Ramah by Havdalah. So the Magen Avraham, you know, so you're right. Generally speaking, the Ramah paskins, you make a bracha, a woman can volunteer a mitzvah saseisha as man grama. Aye, so why not l'chatchila by Havdalah? Because, what's the difference? Because when do we say a woman can volunteer a mitzvah saseisha as man grama? That is when she's doing a maisa mitzvah, also an action. She's shaking the lulav. She's sitting in the sukkah, so then Chazal didn't have a problem with her making a bracha. But if the whole mitzvah is only in a bracha form, so perhaps they never instituted, since it's already a chiddush, a woman can make a bracha on a zman grama. Ein ba el chidusha, we didn't want to extend it to the fact that when it's just a pure bracha, maybe she's best to rely on a man too. That's how the Magen Avraham learns, and that's why that's the issue, or that's why the minhag Yisro is women do not do kiddush lavana. For that, why don't women do Kiddush Ravana? So some say because based on this Magen Avraham, that any time a mitzvah is just in a pure bracha form, so perhaps then it's an issue of them making a bracha. So that's the Magen Avraham's reason. The Taz has a different reason. The Taz says, and this is based on another machlokas, because there's a major machlokas in the Rishonim on whether Havdalah is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan. Everyone agrees Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. There's nothing to talk about. And everyone agrees women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's an explicit Gemara in Brachas, Chof Amud Beis. Nashim chayavos bekiddush hayom dvar Torah. So there's no debate on that issue. The issue is what about Havdalah? So the Rambam learns, when he learns, brings down the laws of Kiddush, he compares the mitzvah of Kiddush to the mitzvah of Havdalah, or maybe compares Havdalah to Kiddush, that just like there's a mitzvah to speak about the praise of Shabbos, Bechnisaso, in its entrance, i.e. Kiddush, so too there's a mitzvah to describe Shabbos in its exit, i.e. Havdalah. So according to the Rambam, it's the bookends. There's no difference between the mitzvah of Kiddush Havdalah, they're both biblical, and women are obligated. So according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. Not only women, of course, can make havdalah because the chayiv in havdalah. So it's not even a, it's not, it's nothing. It's like kiddush. It's not a zman grama. I mean, it might be a zman grama, but the, but kosher yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. So according to the Rambam, the chayiv in havdalah, and it's daraisa. Others have a different. So it's interesting. I think they quote a pasuk in Parsha Shmini we read yesterday. Lahavdil ben hakodesh l'cho, lahavdil ben hatam. They learn out from a different pasuk that havdalah is daraisa. That makes a big difference because, according to them, it's still that havdalah is still daraisa, but then it has nothing to do with kiddush. And even if you hold havdalah is daraisa, it's still a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and they would be pater. So you have the Rambam shita. It's like kiddush women achayiv in havdalah. Nothing to talk about. You have others' opinions that it's still daraisa. But it's not from Zohar Shom HaShabbos. It's from an independent source. There's no connection between Havdalah and Shabbos. So you could argue Havdalah is Daraisa, but that doesn't help women. It still is Man Grama, and they're exempt. And you have another Shita that holds Havdalah is not Daraisa at all. Havdalah is only Drabanan. So there's a major debate on whether Havdalah is Daraisa for a man. Again, there's two issues here. Two layers, at least. One issue is whether Havdalah is Daraisa Drabanan. You could, you know, make the case. And then a further debate, even if you assume it is Daraisa or Drabanan, are women obligated in Havdalah? So it's a double machloka. So the Taz, that's just the background, comes along the Taz and says, when do we, all the examples in the Gemara, or all the examples in the Rishonim, that women make brachas on Zman Grama, those are all mitzvahs daraisa, lulav, shofar, sukkah. They're all mitzvahs daraisa. So for men, anyway. However, so then we say on a mitzvah daraisa, so then we say woman can make a bracha. But the Taz claims on a mitzvah darabanan, they never extended the principle. So according to the Taz, he says Havdalah is only darabanan. So Havdalah is only Drabanan, and that's why the Rama says here, better not to make it yourself, but you can rely on a man instead. So it's a, so everyone, the Rama says, better for a woman to hear Havdalah from a man. The Machlokas is why, according to the Magen Avraham, because it's just a bracha. On a bracha, we don't have a woman volunteer just to make a mitzvah, which is only in a bracha, unless they're chayiv in it, but if they're exempt in it. Or, do I say the Taz, nothing to do with being in a bracha form. It has to do with whether it's daraisa drabanan. So according to the Taz, that Havdalah, he paskins Havdalah is drabanan. So the FE says, women cannot make a bracha because of that. So, and then we say, my nafkamina. The nafkamina would be, well, what, I don't know nafkamina, but that's why according to the Magen Avraham, that's why Kiddush Levana is definitely out. It depends. If you argue Kiddush Levana is daraisa, so then maybe according to the Taz, you could discuss it, whether women are obligated. But let's say Kiddush Shabbos morning. So yes. So according to the Taz, then women could be exempt from Kiddush. In fact, they should make Kiddush Shabbos morning because it's a Zman Grama, and it's only Drabanan. Maybe according to the Magen Avraham, if it's only a bracha, so maybe they should be making it either, according to either Shita, but either way, that would be in, that would be a nafkamina. So the effort getting back. So Havdalah is the exception to the rule to the Rama, that even though they're exempt, he says they should not volunteer and do it themselves. And the exception to the rule on the other end is for the Mechaber, who usually is against women, Svardi women making brachas, but for Birkos HaTorah they can. Interesting, within the Svardi Shita, there's a further debate. When we say a woman cannot volunteer a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, or I should say a mitzvah, a woman can't make a bracha on a mitzvah they're exempt from, what's the concern when you say you can't make a bracha? Is it a general thing that if I'm exempt, I can't make a bracha? Is this like a, it's just a, how could I say if it's Sivanu, it, you know, how could it, it's nothing to do with Sivanu in general. If you're exempt, they never said you, they don't want you making a bracha. Or do I say it's more of a technical issue? It's the word vitzivanu. Like that's they're not so much against a woman making a bracha per se, but how could you say vitzivanu? It's an outright lie. So therefore, my nafkamina. That's the question is, can Svardi woman daven musaf? Because musaf is full of brachas, but there's no text asher kedishano b'mitzvosa vitzivanu. So that's a further debate within Svardi woman, whether Svardi woman, if you hold it generically, anything they're exempt from, they can't make a bracha, so they can't daven musaf. But if you hold it's a technical issue of vitzivanu, so then they can't. In other words, again, so within the split, you have, among Svardim, they should make any brachas. Any mitzvah they're exempt from, the women should never make a bracha. Then you have another camp, no. It's not that they can never, it's only if the mitzvah involves vitzivanu, then they can't make the bracha. But if it's just a general bracha, it doesn't say vitzivanu, you can. And then you have the Rama who says they can say vitzivanu because it's a generic vitzivanu. We don't have a problem. In fact, it's praiseworthy for most mitzvahs for women to volunteer. Which leads us to the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer then, as Jeff brought up. What about, could women volunteer? Well, let's assume they could definitely count, because there's no problem with them doing the mitzvah. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees women could volunteer for most Zman Grama. So let's say everyone agrees a woman could count. There's no harm in counting Zman Grama. I guess the worst you could say is they gain nothing. In other words, if your whole woman are totally exempt from the mitzvah, so at worst, they just not getting any key, but there's no Aveira, she's counting. But let's assume like the Pashtus is, it's a classical mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's a time oriented mitzvah. And so they could count. So let's assume according to the Machaber, it would seem no. Svardim don't make brachas on mitzvahs. But let's say according to Minhag Ashkenaz, that women do volunteer brachas. So would there be any reason why Sfira Sa'omer would be different than any other mitzvahs asei shazman grama? So yes, yeah, so some posts want to bring out Sfira Sa'omer is different. Because why? Because there are 49 brachas. And again, it's making different assumptions we'll have to get into. But let's say if you make an assumption like the Bahag, or again, assuming the Bahag even says this, but how most people learn the Bahag, that Sfira Sa'omer is only one mitzvah, one big mitzvah, and if you miss one day, you messed up the whole mitzvah. If you miss day 49, you've done zero. It's not like I did 48 mitzvahs. In fact, maybe the bracha will tell us, who knows? But you clearly don't get the mitzvah. So assuming according to the Bahag that it's one big mitzvah, and you got to do 49 of them, so you're running into a big risk factor here, because that means for the next 49 days, you better make sure that you got it right. You'll say the same thing for a man. You're right. The only difference is a man doesn't have a choice. I have to do Sfira Sa'omer, so what am I going to do? Since you're making me do, if you're giving me a choice, I can decide if I can make a judgment call. Do I think I'm going to make it or not? But I don't have a choice. Either if you assume Sfira Sa'omer is Daraisa or Drabbanon, that's a separate shir. Whatever you assume, I'm obligated to. But a woman, she's definitely not obligated in Sfira Sa'omer. So some want to say, so why should she put herself in a situation where she could end up making all these bracha levatolas or not finishing the count? And therefore, some recommend that, again, for Ashkenaz women, that they should not count because of this. And others say that no, either today anyway, you know, women are more meticulous, or because we could put on our refrigerator doors, you get a text reminding you to say Sfira. So there are many ways of remembering Sfira today, not, you know, more than they're back in the day, but not that they didn't have ways also. And therefore many assume not that way, that so number one, you could argue on both assumptions. Number one is, who says it's a bracha levatol anyway? The fact, you mean if I count 13 days and then I miss the 14th, I don't think those are bracha levatolas anyway. Even who says even according to the Bahag it is? At the moment, At the moment I'm doing the mitzvah, it's a good bracha. To get into whether it's, do you say l'mafreya, it's a bracha l'vato? One could debate the issue. But number one, it's not clear we even paskin like the Bahag, and we probably don't. So every day is an independent mitzvah anyway, so it's not necessary. It's not even clear the Bahag says it. So the bottom line is, I guess maybe you have different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, but there are many women who count Sfiras Omer, and they have what definitely yesh al mi lismoch to count. They don't have to necessarily be concerned. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned about that issue. So, depending, you know, whatever the minig is in your community, or whatever your halachic advisor recommends you to do, then you do. But I'm saying is, there's definitely grounds, and many women count Sfiras Omer with a bracha. I'm assuming they're Ashkenaz women. You know, maybe there's some Sephardi also. Yeah, what?
Well, look, this is interesting. This sphere, of course, is no guide to us. Look, it's assumed that it is a mitzvah for women to say sphere. Can I say it myself?
What do you mean it's a
mitzvah? Can I say it? And can Shirley say I must have in mind I'm including her? And that's I'm talking to both of us, which, you know, when she says I'm made, she's saying I'm made, that she's performing a mitzvah by listening to me, you know, or what?
What do you mean? You're saying, let's assume women are what? I didn't get, what was your assumption?
I'm obliged to say, to count spirit.
Well, no one says that, but okay. Then no one says they're obligated.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's voluntary.
I shouldn't say no one says it, but we assume.
Okay, sorry, no, misunderstood.
But either way, but let's assume they were. But either way, but I'm saying that according to some, the Ramban writes it's not as man grama. But either way, I'm going to answer your question regardless. The answer is a definitive yes. They're like, what do you mean? Forget about two. Let's say you have three. Let's say you have 10 men in shul. Let's say, you know what? I'm going to make the bracha. All of you listen to my bracha. They don't have to make Shomei Kaona works on the bracha. You never have to make the bracha. If you listen to my bracha, obviously, like, you have the general rule, like, you need kavana. Whatever the rule is, it applies to Sfiras Omer. If you have to have kavana, obviously, it's not going to work by magic. But you have to, whatever the kole halacha are, it applies to Sfiras. So anytime you're being motzi someone else, whatever rules apply there, apply here. Sfiras is not different. However, the issue would be there's a debate regarding the actual counting. Because the Torah says, Usfartem lochem. So there's a machokas among the achronim, what's pshat? So because Usfartem lochem, it says, Shetet sviro chol echad vi echad. It says, Lashon Rabbim, to teach me, every individual is chayev to count svira. In contrast to svira of Shemitah and Yovel, which is on the Beis Din Haggadah. So therefore, so someone to point out, we see the fact that the Gemara tells us, the Drusha, that everyone's obligated in counting Sfira, that excludes the mitzvah of Shomea Kaona. And you have, and others say, no, that doesn't include Shomea Kaona, because Shomea Kaona is like me counting. If you listen to me, you are counting. So that's since it's a debate whether Shomea, so if you could count yourself, you might as well. Because since why get into a machlokes? And it's not that hard to say today's the fifth day of the Omer. So I'm just saying it. So regarding the bracha, there's no debate. Everyone agrees you could be listening to someone. In fact, that's what you should do. If you're misupik about whether you should be making a bracha, you're not sure, maybe you missed it in or whatever, or if you know you missed, then why not listen to someone else's, again, assuming you have the opportunity to listen to someone else's bracha. So then you could be yotze. And then, you know, so for instance, whoever's counting in shul, you listen to their bracha, you answer amen, and then you just count. Obviously, if you're still obligated, you can count yourself. But let's say, I don't know how to make a bracha. Or let's say, I'm not sure, maybe I missed a complete, whatever the sveikas are, is everyone agrees you listen to the bracha. You don't have to make it. So for a woman, it's an easy eight, so either listen to a husband's bracha, Or, and then she could just count the days herself. I'm not saying she has to. I'm just saying if you want to, I'm saying there's plenty of grounds for a woman to make her own bracha and count. But I'm just saying if she doesn't want to, she, you know, that's the, you know, she's uncomfortable, that's the minhag, let's say, in those circles, and then listen to your husband's bracha, and then count svira. So there's no foul, no harm, no harm, no foul. How does it go? Yeah.
Now, I just repeat this. So now, people are listening to a bracha, you say, and suppose one person, a bracha makes, in the shul makes a bracha, they're listening. Must the person in the shul who makes the bracha have in mind that he's being yotze other brachas of other people or not? You're saying not?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if he's having other people in mind, then he better have them in mind. Also, and the people listening better have them in mind. It's not, there's no magic because I make a bracha on something, what does it have to do with you? You know, it's a chiddush. So it's only you need kavana, I need kavana. Like, why? If I put on tefillin, so you have in mind, it's good? Like, what do you mean? So, what does it have to do with you?
If I'm eating an apple with somebody, another Jew who's not making mitzvahs at all, and I want to try and be makarit him, so I say a bracha, and before he eats, we both. And then I said,
"But
should have in mind that I'm being watching him as well as me."
Of course, why wouldn't you?
Okay, okay, okay.
Again, so whether he has in mind or not, maybe if he answers Amen, that's enough. Yes. By having Amen, we assume he does have in mind. Let's put it this way: if he don't make it, he's definitely eating without a bracha. So what's the downside? Plenty of upside. You always have to weigh risk reward. I'm not telling you to make a bracha of atola at his expense, but like, why wouldn't you have someone in mind? I think that's what they answer with, because they asked the kasha. I think, I don't know if it was the Chazon Ish. I know someone when they were together with Ben Gurion. So I guess I don't know if Ben Gurion came to his house. So the question was, he gave him food or something. Like, how could you give someone food if they're not going to make a bracha? So they say, yeah, no, he made the bracha out loud, he had a answer amen, you know, whatever the eitzah was. But the bottom line is, obviously you should always call Yisrael Revim Zelazeh. Obviously, as long as you're not going to turn the person away from Judaism, unfortunately, you have to use the fifth Shulchan Aruch, common sense. And as Mark Twain, like saying, unfortunately, common sense ain't that common. And therefore, you know, you don't do things to turn people off, but if you could do it in a nice way and the person doesn't mind, so of course, why not get someone to answer amen or make a bracha or whatever it might take? You know, so it'd be a further shaila. So then, let's say you have a Zoom minion and you hear the rabbi's bracha. So again, so obviously, since it's not even so much Zoom, because the mitzvah is only hearing, it'd be no different than if you're doing it over a microphone or doing it over a phone. I mean, I wouldn't say it's no different, assuming the technology is the same. So obviously, we always try to not rely on that l'chatchil. It's usually a last resort. It's the same thing here. In other words, if you already missed the day and you're not making a bracha, then I rely on the rabbi. What's the difference? If it's good or it's... But if you can make your own bracha, it's always better to make your own bracha. Certainly over Zoom. It might be better to make your own bracha. You know, it's a question. Well, if you're in shul, it's a question why usually we say Barov Hadras Melach. We usually have one person doing the bracha and everyone listening. So,
yes.
So, but yet that's not the minhag by Svira. And maybe people aren't counting in shul. They're waiting to later or, you know, et cetera. Maybe they're counting later on. But the bottom line is obviously, over Zoom, microphone, any of those things, it's always better if you don't have to. But if you don't have a bracha, you might as well listen. What's the difference? If the bracha counts, you're in. And by the way, you get the mitzvah without the bracha. The bracha is not li'ikuva. The bracha is not an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. So therefore, it won't stop you from counting. So that's the that'd be the same thing. Yeah. So again, so same thing. I guess that's what we started with. So when I made a shahako on my ginger ale and you were sitting there on Zoom, you heard my shahako, you were drinking your own coffee. So the question was, could you listen to my shahako? And assuming I have you in mind as well. And then you just answer amen and then you drink the coffee. So again, so if you were with me, so then there's more to rely on. It's a separate shiloh whether hearing on a, you know, hearing on Zoom is considered hearing. So obviously in your case, in this case, it's much better you make your own bracha. And by Birkas, again, so by Birkas Hanenin, what I can't do is, in other words, I can't make, even if you're right next to me, let's say it's Sunday morning, let's say you're drinking coffee, I'm not drinking anything. I can't make a shahako when you drink the coffee. If I'm going to have coffee also, so then shahako could be yotze you, but yotze motzi doesn't apply to birkas hanenin. That's right. So by birkas hamitzvah, you can make brachas many times because kol yishal revim zelazeh, and yes. But when it comes to birkas hanenin, it's not this simple. Therefore, one has to be more careful at times that it wouldn't work, and you have to make your own bracha.